Heading into the second weekend in April, my dear friend and fellow Star Wars collector Zia Resvi contacted me to tell me about his upcoming adventure. That weekend, Zia planned a 3-hour trek to Echo Base Live, Battle of Hoth. Echo Base Live is an annual Star Wars-centric convention. Let me repeat that phrase. An annual Star Wars-centric convention. Here in the United States, other than when Star Wars Celebration touches upon our shores every few years, we really don't have a show that focuses solely on the actors and memorabilia from the beloved space franchise. And what Zia described to me sounded like something special. Echo Base Live began in 2017 and is run by event organizer Adam Pemberton. It is one of the largest Star Wars-themed events in Europe, and it is held at the Kingfish Shopping Center in Redditch, England, offering more than 250 booths filled with everything a Star Wars fan would ever want or would ever need. And the show features special guests who appeared on screen in the original trilogy to sign autographs and to take photos with fans. Julian Glover, who starred as General Veers, Dennis Lawson, who played the legendary Wedge Antilles, and those who portrayed droids, pilots, technicians, and snowtroopers in The Empire Strikes Back Hoth battle would be in attendance. And for collectors, the tables at the Kingfish Center would showcase some of the most iconic and memorable vintage figures, playsets, and anything bearing the Star Wars logo. For a weekend, it would become a marketplace of Kenner and Palitoy items from our childhoods, as well as the modern collectibles of the prequel and sequel eras. The event would be free to the public beginning at 10 a.m. on April 13th, and would be a day for many fans and collectors to meet together, to shop the show, and to immerse themselves in the creative and exciting world of Star Wars. And my friend, Zia Resvi, would be one of those fortunate collectors. I met Zia a few years ago through the hobby. Zia is a force for good, a light to so many people, and he brings a joyous energy to collecting. He's based in London, and his focus is on the action figures from the 1977 film. Zia owns a full run of the first 12 Star Wars figures. His 20 and 21 back sets are incredible, and he focuses mainly on 5 figures from the original trilogy: Darth Vader, Princess Leia, R2-D2, the Death Star droid, and the Death Squad commander. He also owns a beautiful run of the 1978 die-cast TIE fighter. And during our call before the show, Zia mentioned to me that he would be setting up at a booth at Echo Base Live, and would be selling some items from his collection as he narrowed his focus. But he was so excited to return to Echo Base and to spend time in the company of our fellow collectors. As we talked, being thousands of miles apart from each other, I wished I could have been there with him for that weekend. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be surrounded by everything that I love about Star Wars. But here's the thing about the podcast. Even though I couldn't be there, and maybe you couldn't be there, Zia could bring the experience to us, wherever we are currently. And he kindly agreed to share his thoughts on setup and the show, as well as conversations with other Star Wars fans and collectors while he was in Redditch. This is a look at what it was like to attend Echo Base Live in April. This is a Star Wars-centric weekend from the perspective of our friend Zia Resvi. This is a reminder of how special our community really is. And this is Star Wars Prototypes and Production.
Coruscant to Tatooine, and every planet in between, Star Wars, Prototypes and Production, with your host, David Quinn.
Lord Vader, it's a trap!
Yes, Master.
Well, we're gonna have company!
I have to stand and fight!
No
four star systems will slip through your fingers.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Okay, from here on out, this is Zia's episode. He should be leaving for Redditch in a few minutes, and he'll give us some insight into the show's setup process on Friday evening. From there, we'll tour the show with him beginning Saturday morning, and we'll spend the day at Echo Base Live. And after the show, Zia will share his thoughts about the experience with us. So pour yourself a pint of your favorite beverage, put on your favorite Star Wars shirt, and let's explore Echo Base Live Battle of Hoth with our friend Zia Rezvi.
Left home at around 5 p.m. It should only take 2 hours to get to Redditch, but there was a lot of traffic, and also I stopped for a break on the way. I got there by around 8 p.m. And went straight in to set up my table. I had just about an hour. The place was shutting down at 9 o'clock, so I had to quickly offload all the stuff from my car and put it on the table. I didn't finish everything, all the setup. I'll have to do it tomorrow morning with an early start. It's around 11 p.m. I'm back at the hotel. I had a quick meal after the initial setup. I'm quite excited, actually. Looking forward to tomorrow morning, seeing all my friends and connections. It should be good. I'm very excited to go back to Echo. This will be my second visit. I went there back in September 2022. It was definitely before Celebration. So yeah, I had decided to get rid of my die-cast TIE fighter focus. So I've got other stuff to sell too. Lots of books and some modern stuff. And a couple of 12 packs. So let's see what happens. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. From what I've heard, it gets better and better. It becomes bigger and bigger. A lot of people come. It's become very, very popular. So yeah, it should be good. Earlier this year, I decided to sell my entire TIE fighter die-cast focus. So I thought, what better way to do this than to go to Echo Live this year and book myself a table and hopefully sell some of those die-cast. I also had a couple of 12 packs plus many bits and bobs, things like modern mocks and stuff like that. So you know what, that's the way to do it. My aim at Echo Live this year, similar to last year, is really to get rid of a lot of stuff. If I don't sell anything, I always find ways to either donate or give stuff for free, or even submit some of my items to Vectis, the UK auction house. So really, by the time I come back to London, my car boot is empty. I got at Echo around 8 o'clock in the evening. I had about an hour to set up my table. I didn't finish everything, but at least I did 50% of it. Grabbed something to eat and then went straight to the hotel. So, it's going to be an early start tomorrow morning. to finish the setup. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's about 6:30 a.m. I've been up since 5 a.m. Just cannot sleep. It must be the excitement of the day. Just gonna get ready, have breakfast, and we're gonna set off to the toy fair.
Hi, I've got my friend here, Terry and Gary, who are here for Echo. Hi.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Zia. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. So tell me, what are you looking for today?
Just looking to buy a couple of loose figures, maybe some graded. Obviously come into a lot of Echoes in the past, been here about the 10th one now. Basically got a lot of what I wanted, really. The other things are very, very expensive and out of my price range at the moment, so just going to look at a couple of other additions, really. Good fun.
Right. Hi, Terry. Are you?
Hi, sir. How are you doing?
You're okay?
Good, good.
So, what are you looking for here?
Well, I don't know. I was quite tempted with your graded Chewy that you've got there somewhere. I might have a look at that a bit later.
Oh, yes, of course.
Other than that, just a general look around, really, and hopefully pick up some bargains.
So you've been here before, yeah?
Yeah, this is my, well, it's 10th one here, but ninth one I've been to, so yeah, really looking forward to it. It's busier and busier.
All right, cheers, thanks.
Hi, so I've got Pete Davis here with me. Pete Davis is the co-host of the Vintage Rebellion. And I just found out today that he's joined the Vectis Auction House. And he's here at Echo Live. Hi, Pete.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. And yourself?
Good.
All set for the day?
I am very set for the day. We've got everything ready. We've got some of our tasty auction pieces for Vectis coming up. We've got a Luke telescoping, double telescoping lightsaber.
Wow.
We've got a Lee Leddy Jawa with the hood that comes off. We've got a Varkate Jawa. We've got a Revenge of the Jedi t-shirt, cast and crew. We've got a few absolutely random pieces we'll be putting up later. Some episode one. Absolutely right. You won't believe it. It's completely like I've never seen it before. So bizarre. And we've got some wonderful mocks. We bought our Han Solo Palatoid figure down, which we reckon might go for quite a bit. It's very tasty. Hopefully you'll put pictures up somewhere on your social media.
But
we're ready for, if you've got, you know, a collection on a sale, whether it's big, small, whatever, and then we're ready to look at it.
So tell me about Echo. You've been here coming for a number of years, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Normally I'm on the Vintage Rebellion table. Trying to give away Jason's stuff for low prices. So they've basically bid me off, and I've actually joined Vectis to get in.
Okay. Well done. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
And catch you later.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
That's all right.
Right, it's 10 o'clock. The early bird have come in. This started about 45 minutes ago. So I think the general public is going to come. Sold a couple of items, not many. Some really great stuff here. I have to make another walk around. There's a guy who's selling these mini mocks. Absolute superb design. He's got some Leia and Vader 12 backs. I'm definitely going to buy some. Anyway, back to the shop floor. Hi, I'm with my friend Luke Wilkinson, who's a big two-pack focus collector. He's at Echo today. Hi, Luke.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Not too bad, thank you very much.
Yeah, enjoying Echo?
Yeah, good day so far. No two packs, though, unfortunately.
No?
Not this time. We don't find them too often here in the UK.
Uh-huh.
Hence why I've got my guy, Robert Coleman, who ships them all over to me. So he's a good bloke. So.
So you've been coming to Echo a number of times, yeah? You've been there before?
Yeah, I've probably come in probably about nearly getting on for the full 10 years. So.
Oh, fantastic.
So I would say it's close to that, yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay, well, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hi, I'm with my good old friend Mark Baker, who's a variant collector. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Zia.
How's it going?
Oh, great day today. Really busy. Lots of people throwing money at us. It's all good. It's good to meet up with everybody.
Yeah. And what's the sort of
What's your impression of this Echo compared to previous years?
I think it's still just as busy. There's definitely more modern for sale. Previously, it would be just 99% vintage, but I think that balance is swinging more in favour of modern. But yeah, there's still plenty of money out there. People are still buying and trading and meeting up.
So are you more selling more at the moment, not buying anything?
Personally, I'm over the brow of the hill. I bought everything I ever wanted to buy, and I'm in the process of thinning out and specialising and just sort of making a nice display, really. Trying to get things that I get rid of things that were superfluous.
Okay.
There was a stage about 10 years ago where I was just buying anything with the word Star Wars on it, and now it's time to get rid of a lot of that.
Right. So if you had to define Echo in a few words, what is it?
Echo Live is just a great meetup. It's a brilliant central location. It's whatever you're into, you're probably going to find it here. It's the best one in the country. It's evolved over the years from a tiny little niche event to one of the major events in the country.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, buddy.
Right, it's coming to about 2 o'clock. I'm just going to grab some lunch. It's been busy. Haven't sold many stuff, that's not as much as I wanted. But the good news is for all my high-end items, I can always offload them to Vectis, the auction house. So that's something I can rely on. So I can leave here empty-handed with a bit of cash.
Hi, I'm with my good friend Andy Norton. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Zia. I'm good. Thank you very much. Good seeing you here.
Yes, good to see you. So, how was your day so far?
It's been very good. I've only got here at 10 o'clock. I've only... What are we now? We're nearly 2:30. I've just seen the last stall here. Right. And I feel bad because I was meant to be on the Vintage Rebellion stall with Pete and Andy. I've been with them for about 1/2 hour. Okay. Left them selling my coin purses.
And did you buy much stuff?
I've bought a bit. I'm still in the market, so I've picked up some things I'd already purchased. So from Ben Potter, I've got some Bendems.
Okay.
He does another Bendem.
Yes.
I've picked up a loose, naked 12-inch Jawa because he can stand up, so I'm going to swap him out with my one with loose legs. A couple of modern, I say modern items, 20 years old now, some Saga series or something, Han Hoff.
Okay.
And the Power of the Force 2 R5-D4 when he shoots his rocket out of the head. I've always liked
really?
That. So yeah, just little bits and bobs, nothing serious. I'm on the lookout for Hoth Rescue still.
And you've been coming to Echo for a number of years.
Yeah, I don't know how many now. Yeah, but I've never done stayed over, so I've never done like the meal with the stars or been to the famous Wetherspoons.
Okay.
We normally come down in the morning and do a full day. And I love it; it's really good. It's just nice having families. In fact, the first I sold a few things, and I had a large size BB-8, not quite life size, but not far off. Flashing lights, a button on his head. Put him on the stall. This little lad came up, basically wanted him. Mum and Dad had no choice, gave him a nice discount, and that's what it's about, Echo,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So what makes Echo so special?
The fact is that it's all collectors, it's good people like yourself, come along, you have a chat, but it's also members of the public that you just mix in with random people in the shopping centre. Everyone's very friendly, everyone's very interested, it's massive crafts, people making their own stuff. So I'm here with the whole family. We've been to Harry Potter World, Warner Brothers Studios yesterday, so we're all here. And my youngest, she likes the Lilo and Stitch. You find stuff like that here if you look hard enough. BB-8s. In fact, we're actually looking, there's a paw that can sit on your shoulder with magnets.
Yes.
And that's I think that's on the agenda. We're going to go back and buy that in a bit.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers, bye.
Hi, I've got the pleasure to interview Adam Pemberton. He's the main organizer of Echo. So, Adam, tell us about Echo.
So, I started it as a Facebook group 10 years ago this year. Just as sort of a safe place for people to buy and sell Star Wars to each other, like an alternative to the eBay and websites that were about at the time, chat rooms and stuff. And the live event just seemed like a good tack on from there for everybody to meet up, and it's sort of grown from there, really.
Okay, great. So how has it been today?
It's busy, my feet are hurting, but everybody seems happy, so it's worthwhile.
And does it get better and better every year.
Yeah. The more space they give me, the more I fill. But yeah, more of a turnout each time. People from all over the world. It's getting.
What I also enjoy is that to look at the general public coming here. Everybody mixing with collectors.
Yeah, so many families and kids buying stuff. It's they're the future generation, aren't they? So yeah, it's a good payout.
And I think one of the major event also at Echo is that you raise money for charity.
Yeah, so the admins that help me run the event on the day and they run the Facebook pages each year, I let one of them choose what charity we're going to support, and then we spend a whole year raising money for that particular charity, and I think we've done about over £150,000.
Wow.
For charity.
And which charity is it today, this year?
It's Older Hay Children's Hospital this
fantastic
time.
Fantastic, great.
So it's nice they get to choose one that's close to their heart, not just some generic one.
Okay, great. Well done, Adam.
Thank you very much.
It was very
pleasure
enjoyable.
To see you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Nice.
Cheers,
thanks.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, I'm pleased to say that I'm with Gus Lopez here, whose first visit to Echo. Hi, Gus.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, very good, yeah.
So tell me, how was your first Echo?
Oh, it was amazing. I had heard good things about the show, and I purposely planned my travel to attend, and wow, I haven't seen such a concentration of great vintage collectibles like in decades. It's amazing.
Brilliant. Great.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
A few things, yeah. I bought some food-related items, vintage food things.
Okay.
So yeah, not nothing earth-shattering, but like the selection here is unbelievable. I mean, it was a great show. Yeah,
fantastic. And I saw you buying these mini mocks.
Oh yeah. I was gifted some of those. Those are awesome. Love the
brilliant
mini mocks. They're beautiful.
They're excellent.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, there's some acrylic cases they're going to be made. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've gotten some of them in the past too, and they're just excellent. They're just a very cool, clever design.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh sure. Yeah. Happy to talk.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
Right, I'm back home now, safe and sound. Had a fantastic day. Like all things Star Wars, it went very quickly. This day started around about 8:30 when I got there to set up the table, finishing the set up the tabling. And then early bed came at 9:15, and I think we were out by about 4 o'clock. So, yeah, successful day. I think you can measure the success in the number of items I brought back, which is actually 10% of what I took, which is great. So most of the items were either sold, donated, given away to kids, or handed over to the auctioneer, Victus. So overall, I would say it was a great success. So, what went well? Well, it was a great opportunity to catch up with my friends and connections. Most of them I haven't seen since celebration last year. It was also nice to see that Star Wars collecting in the UK is still alive and kicking, especially on the vintage front. And also, it was wonderful to be the public in general, families with kids, and them mixing with diehard Star Wars fans and collectors and stuff like that. So even my son enjoyed that part. And it was a pleasant surprise to see Gus. Gus Lopez was over there from the US on his first trip to Echo. So, yeah, looking back, what could have been better? I guess... the fact that I was at a table, I was selling some of my stuff at a table. It was very difficult to go around and see everyone. So maybe next time I'll just go there as a visitor rather than as a seller. But I can't complain. Like I said, I managed to get rid of a lot of my stuff. So I'm pleased with myself. It was a very productive day. And I'm definitely looking forward for the next one. And I may not spend overnight. This time I might do a day return, go first thing in the morning and come back in the evening. But looking forward to the next one. Right, to conclude, it was a great day. I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to the next one. I believe it's going to be in October. But this time, I don't think I'm going to go as a trader. Just want to really soak in the atmosphere, meet all my friends properly, and really enjoy just looking at all the stuff there. So, thank you very much, everyone, for listening to my stories of Echo April 2024, and looking forward to the next one. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining me for a look at Echo Base Live. And I want to say thank you to everyone who took the time to speak with Zia at the event. But I want to send a huge thank you to Zia, for without him, this episode wouldn't exist. Zia recorded his experience at 2023's Celebration London for episode 130, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed hearing about the convention from his perspective. And I was so thankful that he agreed to take us along for his adventure to Hoth for this spring's Echo Base Live. It has been an honor having Zia on the podcast, but it is an even bigger honor being his friend. Zia, thank you so much for making this trip a memorable one, and I'm glad Echo Base Live was a wonderful experience for you. Okay, I'm currently planning a few Star Wars-themed trips of my own, so I have to go prepare for them. Plus, I have some pretty special episodes set for the rest of the spring, and I can't wait to share them with you. I wish I could tell you what they are, but I don't want to ruin any of the surprises. I think you'll really enjoy them, though. And who knows? You and I may have to take a trip someday to meet Zia for a future Echo Base Live event on Star Wars, Prototypes, and Production.